And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And lovely to see you also, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. Zoe. How are we on this day?
Oh, look, I'm doing really well. I must say, here's a question for you. As we're getting through spring racing carnival and heading into the silly season, is it timely or unkind to focus on the liver, this morning?
I think timely.
I did look at that and think, well, it's probably appropriate. I mean, we probably should have done it at the beginning of the racing carnival, but hey, well, prevention.
You know, it is one of the hardest working organs in our bodies, and some of us perhaps, you know, make our livers work a little harder than others.
And, Jo, we've only got one of them. Mm. You know, there's not a backup. You know, kidneys, you've got two. Many of our vital parts we've got two of, but not the liver.
Mm. The good thing about the liver, it is very regenerative. So although we give it a pumping, if we give it a break and we give it some love and we give it all the things it needs, it can regenerate incredibly effectively, but it's just about giving it that little bit of love.
And I think it's about being aware and understanding. Sure. You know, you can feel when you've maybe been eating very badly. Yep. It does sort of, you know, you feel the impacts of it, don't you?
Your mum and my mum would say you feel a bit liverish.
That's true, isn't it? And it's that cumulative effect as well. It's that little by little that tends to tip us over the edge.
Yes. Well, today we are talking about liver health. It performs about 500 functions in the body, so it obviously is very critical to us. Associate Professor Simone Strasser from the Liver Foundation is joining us to talk about many things to help us look after our liver, including, is it true that drinking up to 3 cups of coffee a day can be good for our liver?
Yeah. Look, I want to hear a lot about this. I did actually read that study. I'm not so concerned about the liver in this case. I'm concerned about my nervous system.
Well, that's right.
Drinking that 3 cups of coffee.
Yes. Well, spoiler alert, the news is pretty good on that front. But, looking forward to learning more from Associate Professor Simone Strasser. Also, Zoe, I think one of the perhaps most talked about, perhaps, but less understood diets out there is the keto diet.
Yeah.
I sort of felt like it was a fad when I first heard about it, but it seems like it is here to stay.
Look, the wonderful thing about a ketogenic diet is if you do it effectively, and I always think a flexible keto diet is the best approach, a bit of vegetarian protein as well as animal protein and lots of good fats. My God, constantly in my clinic, I'm having to re-educate people about fats. You would think that we know a lot about this, but really having that effective amount of fat can not only work from satiation, it helps to work with carrying all those water-soluble vitamins. It fills us up. It makes us feel good. So that there is a lot of longevity in keto, but I kind of really like to stress that flexible keto with that vegetarian protein in there as well.
Well, it is a low-carb, high-fat eating plan that a lot of people swear by. So we're going to learn more about it from Ali Mellor, the founder of the health food brand Locarco, on her own personal journey with well-being, which does include a life lived on the keto diet. Plus, GQ, you're giving us some stress relief in the A to Z of vitamins.
We're going to talk, Jo, about an adaptogenic herb, which has been shown to make a real difference in today's stressful environment.
And give us a call, of course, 131 873. We love it when you give us a call with any questions that you might have to support your health, whether it's what to eat, what supplement to take, if you have a symptom that's concerning you. Do give us a call, 131 873. Next up, we're learning to take good care of our liver.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Ashwagandha 50 tablets for $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131-873, if you have any questions to support your health. But first, our liver is one of the hardest working organs in our body, with everything we consume passing through it for processing. And in these times of fast food and excessive alcohol consumption, it is under more stress than ever. So joining us on the line is Associate Professor Simone Strasser, a spokesperson for the Liver Foundation. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, very thank well. You. Thank you. My liver's feeling okay today, although I was celebrating with friends yesterday. So it's timely, I think, for many of us to ask, well, firstly, what does our liver do?
Well, our liver's amazing. It's the biggest organ in our body. It sits up under the rib cage on the right-hand side, so it's nicely protected, but it's big. And what it does is it produces a whole lot of substances that we need for living, including our proteins. It removes our waste products from our blood, so all the toxins that you take in get metabolized and broken down in the liver and then passed out, usually through the bile or back out through the kidneys. And it processes all the drugs that we take into our body as well. So if it's not working, we don't process our medications that we're taking properly. We don't process alcohol, and alcohol builds up and damages it. And the biggest thing these days is the amount of fat and poor food quality that we take. That all accumulates in the liver and disrupts its function.
Simone, it's quite interesting. I see so many clients post-COVID that have either put on weight. I think for a lot of them, they just don't realise sort of what they should be doing. In most cases, people don't even realise it's 10 units of alcohol. What other things can harm our liver?
Well, they're the two main ones that you mentioned. So COVID's been really, really bad for the liver. We're seeing a lot more liver disease related to just the last few years of people being at home, eating poorly, gaining weight, not getting enough exercise and drinking excess alcohol. And so alcohol and weight gain and poor food quality are what's really, really damaging the liver. Everything else beyond that is quite rare. So we do see viral hepatitis, which we can now treat very effectively. And all the other causes of liver disease that people may be aware of are really quite uncommon. But the biggest one is fatty liver. And fatty liver relates to obesity, overweight, sedentary lifestyles and alcohol, and the combination of those.
Simone, back in 2017, you wrote a paper, Managing the Risk of Liver Disease, where specifically you focus on fatty liver, both types, the regular and the non-alcoholic. Can you explain exactly what fatty liver is? It's a phrase often thrown at someone in a GP surgery without probably much support to actually offset it, but people worry about that phrase, I have a fatty liver. Is the trend, are we seeing more fatty liver now? Sure, COVID was in it, but generally in society, are we seeing more? And can we explain what it is?
Let me explain it. So yes, 25 to 30%. So that's nearly a third of the adult Australian population has fatty liver. So it's very common to go to the GP and be told, oh, you've had an ultrasound, you've got just fatty liver. Or, oh, these little tests are a little bit abnormal, it's probably just fatty liver. Now, there's no such thing as just fatty liver. Mm-hmm. And why we worry about that is the accumulation of fat in the liver related to overweight and obesity and sedentary lifestyle, and they may be independent, but that buildup of fat over time actually disrupts liver function. And one thing is that some people can go on and get serious liver disease, so it's becoming the leading cause for people needing liver transplantation or developing liver cancer around many parts of the world as viral hepatitis comes under control, because we've gotten treatments, as I mentioned. But the other thing is that even if it's not causing significant liver disease, it's a big hallmark for other metabolic problems. So we've renamed it. And no longer are we referring to it as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because that implies that you can't get it if you drink some alcohol.
Yes.
we're calling it now metabolic-associated fatty liver disease, and it's related to a whole metabolic disruption that is the same condition that people are aware of with obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and all the risks for cardiovascular disease. Now, that's heart disease, for diabetes, for strokes, and also for many different types of cancer. So the leading causes of death in people who have just fatty liver disease are actually cardiovascular disease and cancers. So it's like a canary in a coal mine. If you're told you've got just fatty liver disease, it's the first warning sign that you may be at risk for cardiovascular problems or other cancers down the track. And people don't realise that.
Okay. Simone, I always believe knowledge is power. When a client comes to see me, I'll say, go and get a blood test. Let's look at that pathology. But what are some of the other symptoms that people could... Because a lot of people just go, oh, look, you know, I'm all right. I don't eat that badly. I don't drink that much. But apart from having a blood test, which you can get for free every 6 months, so go and get it done, people. But what are some of those other symptoms?
Well, actually, what you might not realise is the more sensitive test is actually that ultrasound. So if an ultrasound report comes back and you've had an ultrasound for some other reason, if the liver ultrasound comes back and says there's study change in the liver, that actually can happen even if your liver tests are normal. So not just monitoring your liver tests alone is not enough. And we know that people who have those risk factors, and that's particularly obesity and type 2 diabetes these days, or drinking excessively, they're flags that the liver may be fatty and you may not even pick it up in a blood test. So really it's a... We know that that can progress silently, so you can develop quite advanced liver disease without having much flag. Symptoms don't usually occur until there's late-stage disease. So apart from people who have got a very fatty liver, so they're really overweight or they're drinking a lot of alcohol, in which case the liver might get a bit swollen, a bit uncomfortable, there may be no symptoms at all until there's cirrhosis and there's starting to be signs of liver failure or until a cancer develops. And that's terrible. You know, we could have picked that up 10 years earlier and done something about it.
So, Simone, are there items that we should be including on our shopping list that would help liver-friendly things that we can be doing? And does it include this now famous suggestion around coffee?
Well, let me talk about the shopping list. I think it's more about what you don't put into the trolley. So what we want to avoid are ultra-processed foods and anything that's sort of packaged and processed and doesn't look like it's original food. So we should be getting back to buying really, you know, healthy foods, which are fresh fruit, no more than a couple of pieces a day because of the sugar content, fresh vegetables, getting away from a lot of carbohydrates, so really reducing the pasta and the potatoes and the bread and the noodles and all those things in the shopping trolley, focusing on fish, seafood, lean meats, lots of vegetables, lots of coloured vegetables, some fruit, and cooking for ourselves and getting away from the fast food. So it's not just about what we put in the trolley, it's what we take out. Now, coffee's really interesting. So of all the things that you say, what can I eat to make me healthy? Actually, coffee's a good one. And there have been plenty of studies now saying that if you drink up to even 3 or 4 cups a day, that it improves all-cause mortality. And that means dying from all sorts of causes, particularly cardiovascular disease, diabetes and liver disease again. So it's a good one. So if you know you've got fatty liver, drinking more coffee is actually beneficial and can prevent fibrosis progression. That means progression of the scar tissue leading to cirrhosis and also reduces liver cancer. And we've got plenty of sort of observational type data to show that. We don't have randomized controlled trials, but we do have plenty of observational data that says coffee is actually good for you and very few downsides of coffee. And it doesn't really matter what sort of coffee you drink.
Wow. There you go. Well, I do love...
All matters in balance.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. It's been great to have you on the show this morning, Associate Professor Simone Strasser.
Thank you.
And head along to liver.org.au for more information if you're after that. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions that you have to support your health. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be getting to those calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Lekako Keto Meal Replacement Shakes for $49.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131-873, with any questions for your health. Perhaps, Gerald, I know you get a lot of people asking about fatty liver.
It's very common. And when I said to Simone about that phrase where the GP says you have fatty liver, but the follow-up suggestions usually aren't there.
And yes.
We could have spoken to Simone about the weight loss isn't easy, never has been easy. But you've got to start somewhere and take some responsibility. Yeah. And as she said, if you don't, then the risk of other associated diseases, particularly cardiovascular disease, which is the biggest killer we have, that just rises exponentially to the point where it's too late. So it's a matter of understanding where fatty liver sits, looking after your liver, and just being sensible.
Yes. So 131-873 is our number. Gwen in Vaucluse, good morning.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Look, I've got trouble with my tongue and I'm getting all the time thick white mucus, but I don't know whether it's from the sinuses or my celiac. And I've tried so many places, no one seems to be able to help me.
Right. Now, I've got a suggestion for you, Gwen, and this is my suspicion it's a digestive issue, particularly with your tongue and the mucus production. There is a throat spray available, and if you hang on, we'll give you the name off air, which is designed to settle that silent reflux, which is really, you don't get reflux as such, but you have all the associated symptoms where gas from your tummy comes up, irritates your throat, and you produce mucus, and you get often a coated tongue as well. So hold on, Gwen, and I'd love to know, perhaps even if you email me maybe in a couple of weeks, let's give it 3 weeks, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, give me an update and we can monitor it from there. So hold on.
And Gwen, when it comes to the dietary component, when I've got a client, we always talk about trying to have a more alkalized style diet. So that's reducing some of that meat because we know that they are acidic forming as it is. It's also trying to get as much of what we call resistant starch into our diet. So this is the kind of prebiotics that help to feed and nourish all that bacteria that's in the colon. And a lot of the probiotics we take get broken up before they actually get into that lower colon. So eating a lot of fermented foods as well, kefir, good quality, you know, organic, good quality, natural yogurts, sauerkraut, and again, taking probiotics. And when it comes to those beautiful resistant starch, believe it or not, it's things like when we cook potato and we cool potato, it changes that molecular structure. So it means potato salads back on the menu, and you can basically kind of get a little bit of that into your diet, and that really will help to support as well as what Joel's suggesting and a great quality probiotic.
I love that as a tip, that if you cook it and cool it, it becomes a different...
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So it's really, really interesting when we look at things like resistant starch because they are this food that feeds the bacteria and we need so much of it. And it's so hard to get it all the way down into the colon where a lot of that good help actually needs to come from. So it's things like cannellini beans, it's oats, barley, but it's again, a lot of the time when you cook and cool these foods and then eat it then.
Anne in Berwick, good morning.
Hello, Anne.
Hello.
How can we help?
I was very sorry for the gentleman who rang in last week about his psoriasis. I got it from when I was about 15 and had it quite severely. And I started using Mugu shampoo and conditioner and their creams, and now I hardly get it at all. I only get probably one tiny little spot.
Good suggestion, Anne. And sometimes you've got to have you have to try a number of things where you've got such a rapid inflammation of the skin, which can be caused by stress and what you eat and all sorts of trigger factors. But look, good hint. And the important thing is that once you've settled on that product which helps you, you stay with it and don't get sucked in by others that might be marketed, particularly on the internet. Don't drift away from that.
So while we're sharing some tips, I thought we could stop down for a minute and talk about hay fever, which is very, very common at the moment. It feels like wherever I go in Melbourne, certainly I think pollen is trying to kill me, basically. So there are some fantastic tips on houseofwellness.com.au, some supplements that may help because this is the first time I realise that you can actually perhaps find some alleviation in what you are eating, perhaps.
Yeah, so look, it's a combination of not just what we eat. So we know things like vitamin C have that beautiful anti-allergic response as well. But it's getting things like licorice root into our diet. My God, you can make licorice tea. I'm a massive, massive fan of ginger. And don't disregard that a lot of these types of foods we can add into our diet. So things like ginger has an anti-allergic effect to it. Lots of good quality nuts, not just because of their anti-inflammatory nature, but things like almonds, sunflower seeds, hazelnuts. Vitamin E, antioxidants are supporting it. You can have them in your snacks. You can throw them into smoothies, blend them into dips as well. We always really push on things like good anti-inflammatory or fatty fish. Oh my God, you simply can't eat enough of these types of foods. But don't disregard things like hemp seeds. Hemp seeds are one of these beautiful, unique seeds. It's got the perfect ratio of 3, 6, and 9. So it means that omega fat, so it means that we are actually going to absorb these foods. So a combination, I'm going to think like a beautiful fruit salad with hemp seeds, pineapple, berries in it, and that will really, really help with our allergies.
Mm. I tend to be a little more basic, Zoe. And we're talking here about inhaling, you know, the organ that's involved here is our nose. So we're inhaling pollen from plane seeds, whatever. Just look after it. Use a saline irrigation, isotonic. Use sterile sesame oil to coat on a high pollen count days. And that's treating the cause of all these things as well as the other suggestions. So,
love it. There are things to be done. You don't need to suffer in silence is the lesson here. Next up, what is life like on the keto diet?
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Ashwagandha 50 tablets for $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. Hi there, Mary in Bulleen.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Gerald. Back in the beginning of August, I got shingles. Then that left me with nerve pain. The nerve pain is so bad that it just brings me to tears. I'm seeing a nerve pain doctor.
Good.
And he's giving me all sorts of medications which don't help at all.
The medications are a problem, Mary, in that you've got to take them at a reasonably high dose and they can knock you around.
Yes,
I've got two suggestions.
Yes, I am taking high dosage.
Yes, you'll be taking Lyrica or something like that.
Yep. I've had a couple of blood tests.
Good.
And everything's okay except my liver.
Yes.
So what I've been doing, somebody recommended green barley.
Good. Good.
Now, green barley is okay, is it?
Yes, green barley is okay. A couple of suggestions, if I may, Mary. Support your liver function with milk thistle, which is the specific herb. Lots of clinical evidence show that it helps restore the function of liver enzymes. So milk thistle, two words. And to help your nerve pain, I talk often and get wonderful feedback about lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. Get it from your pharmacy or health food store, about 400 milligram twice a day after food. It will work in combination with the medications that you're given and will help them work even better. So they're your two options.
And Mary, just remember, when you're looking at your diet, we really want to focus on reducing the refined carbohydrates. They're going to trigger our insulin, which has then a long-tier effect on liver. Artichoke, asparagus, beetroot, all those green cruciferous vegetables are just gorgeous. And if you can put them in every meal and every snack, you're onto a winning formula.
All the best there, Mary. Elf in Bacchus Marsh.
Hello, Elf. How can we help?
Yeah, good day, Gerard. It's to do about last week's show.
Yes.
I'm in my 70s, and I have, I've been getting a lot of aches and pains and muscle tightness.
Yes.
And you recommended something in a...
Yes,
Elf, your phone is not our friend
today.
But
here's what we talked about, Elf. We talked about magnesium powder, and you can get magnesium powder from your pharmacy and take whatever, there's usually a scoop inside, take that before you go to bed at night, and a lot of those aches and muscle issues you've got, they will disappear within a few days.
Mm. Now, it seems there's always something new on the horizon when it comes to diets, but the keto way of eating has been a proven winner when it comes to lifestyle for our next guest. Joining us on the line is Ali Mellor, the founder of the health food brand Lekako. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's great to have you on the show, Ali. I know that you're a big advocate of the low-carb keto diet. So for our listeners who aren't familiar with this, can you please explain what that is?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. So, put simply, it's a low-carb, high-fat diet. So you cut back on the carbohydrates like bread, pasta, in order to burn fat for fuel instead of carbohydrates. And it can help you reduce hunger and blood sugar levels.
Ali, I've loved watching your success. Congratulations. It's a really interesting product that you've discovered. Tell me a little bit about your story, because I read a little bit about it, but you sort of started on this journey in your early 20s.
Yeah, thank you. So in my sort of teens, I had sort of a severe eating disorder. So on the back of that, I developed polycystic ovaries and insulin resistance. So I guess keto for me was sort of a part of my recovery and a solution because I had such a bad relationship with food and how that was impacting my body. So, I started realizing what my body responded from, and cutting out the sugar and the carbohydrates was the best thing for me.
Ali, you mentioned that going keto, which is the phrase we use these days, going keto is a solution for lots of things. Is it safe for everybody?
know, it is quite high fat. So, you know, I guess people with high cholesterol just need to sort of look at where they're getting their fats from. I would say that's the only thing. And I would always recommend you to contact your healthcare professional if you have any questions.
It's interesting. I love what you talked about, the insulin resistance, because in my clinic I see so many people that I'm constantly having to manage with. It could be chromium or obviously dietary changes, and that link to polycystic ovarian syndrome. Tell me a little bit about more, because obviously can you tell me how you feel when you're eating this way? Because I think that needs to be a big, and how do you actually put that in a day-to-day? What does that look like?
Absolutely. So I guess, you know, how you feel, you just feel like energy. You don't feel like you have something with a bit of high carb and then you get that bit of energy and you get a bit of a crash. And I think for the most important, you don't feel the need to eat. You eat because you have to, right? Because it's highly nutritious. So I think that would be sort of, the main benefit for it.
So what are the sorts of meals that you're having that are keto?
People think that it's a strict diet and you know, you can still go to restaurants. You know, you just got to be careful with what you do. So, you know, you admit the chips out and you add, some more greens.
Not the chips.
I love the chips.
I do everything else and keep the chips.
But, you know, a beautiful steak and salad or steak and greens is a beautiful keto meal, or salmon and fresh vegetables. So it's not as restrictive as people think it is.
I think one of the things we tend to find is it's the fiber component as well. So how do you get the fiber in your diet? Because a lot of people think that carbohydrates are the only way, but fruit and veg, like how else can we get the fiber into our diet?
Absolutely. I mean, there are amazing, great supplements on the market to increase that fiber if you can't get it from foods. But, you know, spinach, kale, and all of those are beautiful, fiber-rich foods. So, and there's only a certain amount of fiber we need for the average person.
And so was it a big lifestyle change to go keto? And have you got any advice for people who are considering it?
It wasn't, because it was more of a discovery in the right direction. I think, be confident. It's okay to slip up. It's okay to have something, chips here and there. But just stick to it and start to enjoy the food that is good for us and not the food that's not good for us.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful advice. You have a great day, Ali.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ali.
Next on the House of Wellness, the benefits of traditional herbal medicine for stress. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't quite keto on the go? Turn to Locato Keto Meal Replacement Shakes from Chemist Warehouse, a clean, nutritious shake that's low in sugar and carbs to support ketosis. It's packed with probiotics, prebiotics, vitamins and minerals, and no artificial sweeteners. Make keto quick, easy and tasty with Locato Keto Meal Replacement Shakes at $49.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Locato Keto Meal Replacement Shakes for $49.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time to A to Z of vitamins. And Gerald, we do love the use of herbs for their medicinal properties, and one herb that's often talked about, I know we've said it and I love it, ashwagandha. Tell us about ashwagandha.
It has another name, Joe, which rolls off the tongue well, withania somnifera. Now, what we're talking about here is a herb to help us adapt to stress, and the word there is adaptogen. So we're not synthetically taking stress away. What we're trying to do is balance the response that our body has when we are exposed to some sort of stressful situation, and there are many of those, from getting in the car to opening up a newspaper. So what we're doing is we're supporting our nervous system. When that's under the pump, sometimes you don't sleep well. Sometimes you don't remember things as well as you might. So in saying that, there are different strains and extracts of ashwagandha. The one with the clinical evidence is called KSM-66. That's the extract that's been used throughout the world, showing the clinical evidence to make a difference to our response to stress. It's not going to take the stress away. It's helping us adapt to the stress.
I love the notion of adapting, because the reality is life is what it is, right?
Yes, it is, and we can't change that.
And I think with so many people, they get nervous because they think it's kind of, you're taking something synthetic. This is just supporting the body to do it job more effectively. I'm a massive fan.
Yeah. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Caruso's Ashwagandha, which contains a potent one-a-day dose of the herb withania. Withania is an adaptogenic herb that has been used traditionally in Ayurvedic medicine to help the body adapt to stress and increase vitality. We've got time for one more quick call, I think. We've got James. Hi there.
Hello, James.
Hello, James.
You there, James?
Oh, I don't know if we've got James. How about, well, let's go to Don in Carlingford. Is Don there?
Yeah. I've been starting to grow my own veggies in my own backyard.
Good for you, Don.
And supplying my own fertilizer from cows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leading to believe that fruit juice is far better for you than using just the bulk food. So if you top up at morning tea and afternoon tea with a glass of fruit juice, or even add it to your meals, it'll be more beneficial for you.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to leave this to Zoe. I'm not a fan of fruit juice, Don. Mm. Frankly, I'm a vegetable juice different altogether. Fruit juice gives you a hit of sugar. It's got a massive downside. It's just not worth going down there. Stick to the vegetables.
Look, we always say if people ate their 5 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruits, I think most of us, Gerald, would be out of a job in the health industry. But the reality is that you only need to be eating 2 pieces of fruit, but it's not the juice that we're wanting. It's the fibre. It's every other component that makes it a lower glycemic food as well. I definitely think, you know, when it comes to juicing, it's more effective to actually probably focus on vegetable juicing because of the lower fructose content. And again, you want as colourful as it possibly can be, like as much as those carotenoids, those beautiful red colours, because they have all the power. They've got the antioxidants, the anti-carcinogenic components in there as well. So by no means, I love what you're doing and I think it's brilliant that you're growing because it'd be so much easier if people would actually do that. But again, it's getting those 2 servings and those of fruit and 5 servings of vegetables and really eating them, not necessarily juicing them.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Don. James in Mornington is back. Hi there, James.
Hi, James.
Thank you very much. Gerald, I wrote this one, I think, with you before in relation to 2 people. The first was my father, who unfortunately passed on due to complications from prostate cancer.
Sorry
now,
to hear that.
Was there anything that could have helped him pain-wise in relation to that?
It's a very complicated question, James. And look, in retrospect, there's probably lots of things that might have been done. But all we can do is rely on the professionals, the practitioners that are available at the time. Look, if you want to expand on that, please just send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au. The Ask tab, it comes straight to me. I'll give you a prompt response and we can get a discussion going.
And I think one of your other questions was about the keto diet and the non-alcohol fatty liver disease. It's a really interesting question because, again, obviously keto has a high amount of fat. But when we talk about fats, if you can focus more on the essential fatty acids as opposed to the saturated and trans fats, because they are a no-no when it comes to liver health as well. But again, one of the areas that I really see is that when you reduce the carbohydrate content or the refined carbohydrates are really important in our diet. Again, what we don't have that, or we have a bit more stabilizing effect, fact is on insulin. And again, if we don't convert insulin and carbohydrates effectively, they get stored in the liver. So it's a holistic approach. And really, I think it's when it comes to ketogenic approach, it's making sure that we're not just steering towards animal fat. We're looking at the other good fats to really give us the support necessary.
And James, my tip, don't do it by yourself. If you've got liver issues, you've got to get your doctor involved. Don't just say, yes, I'll go into ketosis.
No,
it's risky,
absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you to all of our callers this morning. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab there if you have any questions that you would like to shoot along to Gerald. He's there to answer them. Houseofwellness.com.au for any more information. So we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want to relieve irritability and calm the mind? Well, try Guy Caruso's Ashwagandha at Chemist Warehouse. Ashwagandha is a calming herb which reduces the symptoms of stress and helps support emotional well-being. Just take one tablet daily. It's Aussie-made and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Caruso's Ashwagandha 50 tablets is $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Ashwagandha 50 tablets for $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been great to share this last hour with you on the House of Wellness. Of course, head along to Channel 7 today at midday. You will get more House of Wellness with House of Wellness the TV. There's a beautiful interview with an amazing Afghan refugee, Marcy Mobin, on the show, whose story is just heartbreaking and inspirational.
Amazing.
Extraordinary story. Absolutely loved it. Zoe, awesome as always to see you.
Thanks, guys. Have a gorgeous weekend, and everyone out there, have a great weekend too.
And Gerald, you're off to play golf or something?
Yes, golf day today, Joe.
How very nice. Yes, well, as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information on anything that you have heard today. And we will see you all again next week.